This is Sharon Wilson. I'm excited to support you in activating your ability to manifest for yourself, your loved ones, and ultimately for everyone on the planet using the 5-step manifestation system. Our intention is to connect with God mind consciousness, whatever you call that energy of divine love. Use the words that work for you, whether it's universe, spirit, source, God, or any other name. This transcends all religious dogma and brings us all into one energy, one intention. I suggest that those in the membership start a journal of their experiences, their insights, their shifts, and any guidance they receive, because we're partnered in an ongoing movement of supporting everyone to access their highest potentiality. So I want you to know as well that there are many in spirit that are supporting you in this movement to activate a deeper connection to God mind consciousness, and know that you've been called here to support your highest good and the highest good for all on the planet as you're guided to how to best thrive. So let's begin. Take a deep breath in. And let it out. Take another deep breath in. And let it out. Take one more deep breath in. And let it out. And imagine a white light surrounding you, protecting you, and keeping you safe, allowing only the highest energies of the light to enter here. First, we're going to ask to have a divine team gathered for you here and now. This can be angels, guides, ascended masters. Consider what feels best for you. Now ask this divine team to provide a mental shower for you. This may look like a waterfall of light or feel like a gentle shower of warm water. You can't do this wrong. Now see or feel it as we all join together in one beautiful energy waterfall. Ask your divine team, whatever that is for you, to wash you clean of your fears, your worries, your doubts, unforgiveness of yourself and others. Just note, anyone you may need to forgive is now included here in your mental energy waterfall. And you're asking to let go of the sticky energy that's been between you, not to make what they did be okay, but to let go of the energy for healing and divine order and justice. Ask to be washed clean of anything you've ever done to anyone, anywhere, in any space and time. Intentionally, or perhaps you didn't know that you did anything that hurt someone or caused them any pain. Ask to be set free and for this to be healed. Now, let's raise your expectations. You want to hold the intention and ask to raise your expectations. Raise your belief in yourself and in God, Spirit Source, as your supply to create health, wealth, and joyous experiences. You want to raise your standard of living with God, Spirit Source, as your supply. Your supply is not your job, your bank account, your reserves, or your clients if you have a business. If you're not the breadwinner, even if they are supplying the resources, they're not your supply. God is. And again, use the word that fits for you. Just feel that feeling of being supported, loved, and cleansed now. Now look up and drink in the light, the water, the energy from this divine energy waterfall. This is God's substance, cosmic substance, universal substance. Drink it in. Feel it flowing through you. It's flowing through you now, healing you of anything that needs healing, mind, body, heart, and soul. Notice any colors, if there are any. Notice anything that can allow this to feel more real for you. Now ask for cleansing of any less than helpful energy in any areas of your life and work. You want a cleansing financially, a cleansing physically, a cleansing mentally, a cleansing spiritually, and bring in any family members to be cleansed, any coworkers, friends, enemies, anyone that you've ever known. Invite them in. This is a safe place, surrounded by divine love, so you're safe in all ways. Now feel that feeling of peace and love, and all day hold the intention to drink the substance in. Notice how this feels to you. What do you see? What do you know? What do you hear? Are any actions being made known to you now for you to take? Hold the intention to drink this substance in all day. Let this divine love substance manifest through you the essences of what you want for you and for the highest good of all. See your friends and family, coworkers, drinking in this substance all day for their highest good. Now leave the waterfall. And next to the waterfall, there's a beautiful temple. This could look like someplace in nature. It would be a favorite room with your most beautiful things in it, or some kind of opulent structure. You can create this space now, and later you can build it to be even more elaborate. This is a special place for you to come and commune with God consciousness. Your temple has many rooms that support you to live a more empowered life and work, and we'll be exploring the various rooms, and more rooms may be made known to you in your dreams. But let's go to one room now. One room of your temple, your inner sanctuary, your inner space, is a place to forgive and to park for today the stories and beliefs that don't serve you. I suggest this can be done each day by writing in your journal. You can actually do the whole process that we're doing now, writing in your journal. It can take 15 minutes or less. Just do it every day. Even if it's only 5 minutes, you can just imagine it for the topics that seem to be most triggering you, worrying you, no matter how big or small. So here in this room of your temple, ask to release the negative stories you carry with you into your day each day. What are they? First, let's consider the topic of money. What stories do you want to park here? What are the beliefs that are not serving you, that you want to keep here and not have follow you into your day, to your week? Surface those now and ask for them to be left right here in this room, in your temple, parked here. You might see a large fire and these worries and fears and stories going into the fire. Whatever works for you will be customized for you and given to you, so just let it be okay. Just pour them out of your heart and mind now, out of your body. Those stories, those beliefs that are holding you back about money, about success, about your abilities. If you do want to write them down now while we're doing this, you can do it as we're doing this now. Write down your insights and guidance now or at the end. Use a notebook as you go along with me now, whatever feels best for you. Now concerning your business or work, what stories do you want to park here now? Let them surface. And ask that they be parked here now, kept here for healing, for dissipation, for freedom, for you. Now, what about your health? Let the stories and beliefs come up. And as they do, Notice if worries or fears are coming up for those you know, your loved ones. Park those fears here now. They can't serve you out in the world. You want to let them go now so you can have the connection to God, mind, consciousness, where all solutions lie. Now consider your relationships. What stories are coming up now? Park them here in this room, or in your space, or in whatever way is coming to you now. Just go with whatever's coming to you. It's customized for you and being given to you. It's relevant to you. Once you're complete, let's ask for these energies to be healed, balanced, and corrected for the highest good of all concerned. This is our request. We're asking for support to be free of these depleting emotions, these stories, these beliefs that have been seeming to hold us back. Feel a feeling of peace wash over you now. Next, we ask for the power of divine love energy to enter your being and live through you this day, touching everyone you meet, touching everyone you talk to, email, text, be on social media with, come into contact with in any way today, even in your thoughts. Let divine love go through your body and heal you, free you of anything that holds you back from your connection to God, Spirit, Source. Feel that divine love flowing through you now. Now let that divine love go out to all your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors. You might see large balloons, beautiful colors being sent out. Maybe you might see fireworks. Whatever feels good for you, imagine sending divine love energy in whatever way feels good to you. You might feel heart energy going from heart to heart. It may change as you do this each time, so just go with it. See the energy building. It's being sent out to everyone everywhere, every hospital, every school, everyone who's homeless, every addict, every addict's family, every criminal, terroristic minds, our leaders, our politicians, our industries, our governments of the world. See everyone feeling and growing in this divine love connection, being touched, being activated. Now intend that with every breath you take this day, you breathe in that divine love energy. You send it through your body, healing yourself, body, mind, and heart. And it goes out to everyone, everywhere, with every breath you take. And when you do this, it comes back to you multiplied. Imagine as you breathe in this divine love that you're connecting with those highest guidance that supports us, ascended masters that you feel a connection to amplify that even more, to breathe it in and join with those energies, to breathe in and bring it to your body and out to everyone, everywhere. When you do this, it comes back to you multiplied. If you have a conflict or something that's happening in your day where you felt hurt or betrayed, and you're not really sure how you can make a shift in the energy, just imagine vats of divine love energy being poured over the situation for healing. There will be a shift even if you don't see it or feel it. Help will be given even if it doesn't appear quickly. Just stand fast in the belief it's being worked out somehow, especially when you feel so much anger towards someone or hurt. You can't even imagine trying to make a shift. Just imagine vats of divine love energy being poured over you and the person in this situation. And now we move on to step 4 of our manifestation process, declarations. Even more powerful than declarations are proclamations. So we're going to proclaim. So to activate this energy, I want you to take a deep breath in and let it out. Close your eyes and see or feel or just know that in your throat, there's a circle of light opening up and moving clockwise. This is your throat chakra. See the divine love in your throat chakra activating your power to proclaim what you want to manifest. First, you're going to proclaim any affirmations for yourself. Then, after you've done it for yourself, proclaim those affirmations for anyone in your life, your inner circle, your loved ones. It can be brief, like a new job for Mary or a healing for John. Then just proclaim these affirmations for everyone, everywhere. And ask the divine will be done for you and for everyone, everywhere. As we do these proclamations, say them out loud. First for yourself, then a word or phrase for a specific person. So we'll just go through some now. As I go through this, you can be imagining them, be repeating your proclamation, whatever works for you. We're all in powerful energy to support each other now to be more effective in manifesting, so we can't do it wrong. This is my proclamation for you who are listening to this. I request the angel of divine love to enter your heart and heal you of all that deters your success in this life and your spiritual growth. Divine love heals your mind, body, and heart. You go in peace knowing all is well. So you can say it for yourself. And then you can say one word for anyone that you want help with in your life, that they need help, support. Now, repeat these proclamations after me for yourself and those you wish to support. I proclaim that I'm divinely guided into situations that enrich my life with money, love, and peace. Let's do that again. I proclaim I'm divinely guided into situations that will enrich my life with money, love, and peace. Now, one word for someone else. Who do you particularly want to help and support with that energy? I proclaim that I give the problems this day to God's Spirit Source to adjust and bring into order. Now, who would you like to offer that to as well? Think of them now or say out loud what you would like for them. I proclaim that all the good I desire is wanting to be in my life. I release anything that detains my receiving this good. I accept my good and ask that others realize their good is waiting for them to claim it. All the good you desire is wanting to be in your life. Who do you want to ask for help for that as well? I proclaim that I call on God mind to place me in the right place at the right time, doing and saying the right things in order to be financially successful. I release anything that hampers me from obtaining this success. Now, who do you want to add for help, for support? I proclaim that the truth of God is opening my mind to all possibilities. I'm healed in mind, body, and soul. Who would you like to offer that to as well? I proclaim that I'm willing to be free of the lack of belief in myself and my value. Who would you like to add to that one word or one phrase for a loved one or someone that you know needs support? And one more. I proclaim that divine love protects me In my family, in all circumstances of life, I'm divinely protected, guided, and healed. Let's do that one again. I proclaim that divine love protects me and my family. In all circumstances of life, I'm divinely protected, guided, and healed. Is there any specific person that you want to offer that to, that energy, that support? Now think of what you need in your life, in your work, in protection, guidance, or healing for yourself. Anything specific. And for perhaps one other person, two other people. You'll first do these proclamations for yourself, then you can do proclamations for others. And now we want to declare for everyone everywhere. All these proclamations for everyone everywhere. We declare it, we proclaim it, and we ask that divine will be done. The highest good served for all, everywhere. Feel the energy of that. Let's ask that the highest will be done for all these proclamations. These proclamations be done for everyone on the planet to activate these manifestations in them now. Now see your throat chakra closing and energizing all you say today. Ask to receive the activation of the energy of divine love, divine understanding, divine life, divine zeal and enthusiasm. To have those activated in you now, in all you do today. Now notice any feelings, any insights, any shifts. And feel the peace and love surrounding you, supporting you to a joyful day. When you complete this process each day, and this takes 15 minutes or less, just watch for what I call positive evidences of your belief shifting and any physical manifestations, no matter how big or small. And you want to note those. The more you notice the positive evidences, the more those positive evidences will grow. Remember to visit our private Facebook group to share your shifts, manifestations, and positive evidences and get support daily. And be sure to share your energy requests each week by posting your request in our private Facebook group. If you prefer your request to be private, just send it to support@coachingfromspirit.com before our weekly call. Now in step 5, you go into the world knowing that you're connected to divine love energy, feeling the connection, and staying in God mind throughout the day. Now, I know maintaining your connection to God mind consciousness during the day can be challenging, it would seem. So this is where the power of the Empowered Manifestation Circle comes in. In this group, you have the loving support of other community members holding your intentions for you and seeing you connected to divine love energy throughout the day. It's a safe, loving place to come together for shared support, encouragement, and celebration. I think of it like a port in the storm, so we can band together and support each other. It's a safe and loving place. Now, I'm inviting you to become a manifestation messenger and share the news of the Empowered Manifestation Circle with those who would benefit from utilizing this powerful energy to amp up their ability to manifest for themselves and others. As a manifestation messenger, you'll receive 20% of their membership fee as long as they're members. This is an additional way you can change your life and prosper from sharing the good news about this membership. To become a manifestation messenger, just email us at support@coachingfromspirit.com and we'll help you get set up right away. I've so enjoyed sharing with you my 5-step manifestation process, and I see you living a life of love and peace and joy and abundance. And I look forward to seeing you in the Empowered Manifestation Circle private Facebook group. and on our next weekly call. Until then, have a joy-filled day. This is Sharon Wilson, holding the vision for you to be connected to God Mind Consciousness today. Hi, this is Sharon Wilson again. I just wanted to let you know that if you're not already a member of the Empowered Manifestation Circle and would like to find out more about it, just go to coachingfromspiritinstitute.com/circle. You can also get free support and resources at our website, coachingfromspiritinstitute.com. And make sure to join us on Facebook at facebook.com/coachingfromspiritinstitute. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Bye now.